Today we're building a pitched old-school DNB pad that feels like deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. And I want you to think about this pad as more than a nice chord sound. In jungle and deep rollers, the pad is often the emotional glue. It's the night air around the drums and bass. It tells the listener where they are, even when the rhythm gets stripped down to almost nothing. So the mission here is simple. Take a clean or slightly dusty pad, pitch it into a darker register, shape it so it stays out of the way of the kick, snare, and sub, then give it just enough movement and texture to feel alive. We're going for moody, old school, a little bit worn in, but still tight enough for a modern DNB mix. Start by loading a basic pad sound. You do not need something super fancy here. In fact, a rawer starting point is often better. Wave-eatable, analog, or a sampled synth in simpler can all work. What you want is a pad with a slow attack, a decent sustain, and a release that can breathe. Avoid something overly bright or glossy at the source, because we're going to darken it anyway. Now play a simple chord progression and immediately listen to how it sits against your break and sub. This part matters. Don't judge the pad soloed for too long. In this style, a pad can sound almost underwhelming on its own and then feel absolutely perfect once the drums are moving. Next, pitch the whole thing down a few semitones. A good starting range is 2 to 5 semitones lower. That shift alone can take the sound from nice ambient pad to forgotten tape loop jungle mood. If the voicing is too bright, take individual chord tones down an octave as well. The goal is to keep the main emotional energy in the lower mid-range without crowding the actual sub-region. A good rule here is to think in terms of perception rather than exact notes. You want the pad to live somewhere around that C2 to C4 emotional zone. Not muddy, not airy trancy, just deep enough to feel cinematic and dark. Now let's talk voicing, because this is where the jungle flavor really starts to show up. Don't stack huge root-heavy chords unless you want a very obvious cinematic sound. Old-school DNB atmospheres usually work better with tension and ambiguity. Try minor 7th voicings with the 5th left out, sus2 or sus4 shapes, minor add 9 chords, or more open chordal voicings. If you're in F minor, for example, you might build a chord that implies F minor without spelling it out too clearly. That kind of harmony works beautifully over a Reese bass because the pad is supporting the mood, not competing with the bass line's attitude. In the MIDI clip, spread the notes out. Don't stack everything tightly in the same register. Keep the lowest pad note well above the sub bass, and if you want a more classic wide texture, duplicate the chord and raise only the upper notes in certain bars. That gives you variation without making the harmony too obvious. At this stage, before any big reverb, shape the tone with filtering. Put auto-filter after the synth and start with a gentle low pass somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. If the pad is too thick, add a high pass around 80 to 150 Hz so it stays out of the kick and bass lane. And if the sound is boxy or foggy, you can also dip a little in the 200 to 500 Hz area later with EQ8. Now automate the filter cutoff slowly over a phrase. 4 to 8 bars is a great range. You're not trying to do a giant EDM sweep here. Think fog rolling in, not laser show. That slow movement is a huge part of what makes atmospheric jungle feel alive without distracting from the drums. If the source is still too static, add very subtle modulation. A slow LFO with tiny movement can give the pad a little breathing motion. Keep it restrained. In DNB, the groove is already busy, so the pad should drift, not wobble all over the place. Now let's add pitch character. When people say pitch old school pad, they often mean they want that slightly imperfect, sampled, tape-like feel. So instead of making the sound pristine, give it a little instability. Use small oscillator to tune if you're in wave-eatable or analog. We're talking subtle amounts, not giant chorus chaos. Something like 5 to 10 cents is usually enough to create age and width. You can also add a very slow pitch drift, just a touch, so the pad feels a little less digital. The idea is not to make it seasick. The idea is to make it feel alive, like it came from a sampler or an old rack unit with a personality. If you want to go even deeper, resample the pad after this stage. Freeze and flatten it, or simply record it to audio. Once it's audio, it starts to feel more real and less synthetic. You can then re-import that audio and treat it like a texture layer. That's a very classic move in dark jungle production. Now for the space. This is where a lot of people overdo it. They hear atmosphere and immediately drown the pad in giant reverb. But in DNB, space has to be controlled. The drums need to stay sharp, and the sub needs to stay clear. So use reverb or hybrid reverb, but keep it filtered. A decay of around 2.5 to 6.5 seconds can work depending on the section. Add a pre-delay of roughly 15 to 40 milliseconds so the pad still has a sense of definition before the tail blooms. High pass the reverb return and low pass the top, so the space feels wide and soft instead of harsh and cloudy. If you want an old school echo feel, add echo as well. Try sync times like 1/8, 1/4 or dotted 1/8, and keep the feedback low. Then filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums rather than cutting through them. A really solid workflow is to use return tracks for your main space. Put a filtered reverb on one return and a tempo-synced echo on another. Then send just enough signal to them and automate the sends at phrase endings. That way the atmosphere can bloom when you want it to, but the mix stays controlled. Now we clean up the mix balance. Use EQ8 on the pad and carve it so it supports the track rather than fighting it. High pass it depending on the arrangement, often somewhere around 90 to 180 Hz. If the pad is masking the snare body, try gentle cut around 180 to 250 Hz. If it's poking through with harshness, dip a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if the top is too sharp, a gentle high shelf down above 8 or 10 kHz can help. Stereo discipline is crucial here. The pad can be wide, but not everywhere. Keep the low frequencies mono or nearly mono. Use utility if the mix feels too wide, especially in dense sections. A good trick is to keep the intro wider and then narrow the pad a bit in the drop, so the arrangement feels bigger without actually adding clutter. Now let's dirty it up a little, because old school jungle atmosphere usually benefits from some degradation. Not distortion for the sake of it, but a bit of age. Try saturator for warmth and harmonic density. Keep the drive modest, maybe 1 to 5 dB. If needed, enable soft clip. You can also use redux for a grainier, sampler-like edge, but be careful not to crush it into obvious lo-fi mush unless that's the exact vibe. Drum bus can work too, but very lightly, just to soften the transient edge and add a bit of pressure. One of my favorite setups is to duplicate the pad. Keep one layer clean, filtered, and wide. Then create a second layer that's resampled, a bit grittier, slightly narrower, and tucked lower in the mix. That clean versus damaged contrast is a big part of the old school atmosphere. Now we make it musical across the arrangement. This is where the pad stops beating a loop and starts behaving like a real track element. Automate the filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Bring the reverb send up before a transition, then pull it back when the drop lands. Widen the pad in the intro and breakdown, then narrow it when the drums get dense. You can also mute or lower it slightly at the drop entrance so the kick and snare hit harder. Then bring it back in the spaces between the drum phrases so it shadows the groove. That contrast is everything. In jungle, the pad often works best when it's not fully there all the time. It appears, disappears, and returns with meaning. That negative space approach makes the atmosphere feel stronger. You can also add sidechain ducking, but keep it subtle. Use compressor with the kick, snare or drum bus as the sidechain source. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, with a moderate attack and a release time to the groove, is usually enough. You're only aiming for a gentle duck, maybe 1 to 3 dB on average. The goal is to let the break breathe, not to make the pad pump like a house record. Before you wrap up, do a real mix check. Listen with the full break, the sub, and the reese. Then mono check the pad with utility and make sure the harmony still survives. If the pad feels too dominant, reduce the width, shorten the reverb, or cut more low mids. If it feels weak, add a second layer or brighten the reverb return slightly instead of brightening the dry pad too much. And here's the final mindset shift. A great deep jungle pad should support the emotional weight of the tune without becoming the star of the show. It should feel like atmosphere, not wallpaper. If you can mute it for a bar and feel the track lose a bit of its world, then bring it back and immediately feel the scene return, you're doing it right. Quick recap. Pitch the pad down into a darker register. Use ambiguous voicings instead of obvious chord stacks. Filter first, then add controlled reverb and delay. Keep the low end clean and the stereo width disciplined. Add subtle detune, drift, saturation, or resampling for that old school tape-like character. And automate the pad so it supports the energy curve of the tune, especially around intros, breakdowns, and drop transitions. If you want a practice challenge, build a 16-bar loop at around 172 BPM. Write a dark 2-bar pad progression, transpose it down a few semitones, add auto-filter, EQ8, and reverb sends, then make a second damaged layer with saturator or redux. Automate the cutoff over 8 bars, sidechain it lightly to your drum bus, and test it against a breakbeat plus a sub or a reese line. If the pad still feels emotional when the drums are loud, you've got it. That's the deep jungle vibe right there.